Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
P8KCZ, mobile and monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 21 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Flint 38. Time out. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees.
monitoring.
KEAWUL.
KEAWUO, KE8LAX.
Howdy there, sir. I am making a whole lot of changes to everything, and it's pretty awesome. I've officially made an API to pull the roster from the website into Excel, so that when we add people to the roster at the website, it automatically pulls them into Excel and does all that cool stuff. And trying to get the repeater crawl up and running today, so I might have you do some testing later on, but we're a little ways away from there. But we're getting there. We're getting real close.
No problem. Just keep in mind that tonight I will be calling it fairly early, since tomorrow's the start of orientation.
W8CMN.
Oh, look at you. They grow up so fast. That is awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you got through all those hurdles. I know it sounded like you had to get a doctor's note and all that fun stuff. So, sounds like you were able to accomplish all that, or at least they're letting you get through orientation and allow you a little time to get the doctor's note or something. But that's awesome. Congratulations. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yeah, so it's the second part, Thursday. I called the doctor on Friday, and they were like, we'll call you on Monday with our availability and when we have open appointments. So I did talk to them, and they're allowing me to go in because it's not anything that's super, super crucial, especially with the position that I'm taking. So I'm just waiting for that, and if I don't hear from them, I'll call them tomorrow. Sounds like you're on your node. You sound really good. There was a little bit of a digitalized sound there. I know the last time you had that issue, you said you were possibly overdriving it. Just pointing it out, KEALAX.
All right, yeah, you reminded me. I just switched it over to low power mode, so hopefully I'm not overdriving it anymore. I'm literally, like, I think in a straight line dimension, like 2.5 feet from the node. So, I'm awfully close. So if I'm pushing 8 watts. I don't know if that's going to overwhelm the node or not, but yeah, I guess this is a good test. So, other than that, I'm excited for you. That's going to be fun. I'm glad that, you got all your ducks in a row, and, you know, they were able to, temporarily look the other way and get you going into orientation, and hopefully you get paid for orientation, and, so that sounds exciting. I'm a little jealous. I think that would be a cool career path to take, and just kind of a eye opener, to everything. So, well, good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. I'm looking forward to it. Part of the reason is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not going to lose my automotive background, and, I'm still going to help out at the shop when I'm needed, but I've beaten my body up, I've got some back issues, and I'm still young, so what better way than, obviously I won't start out in radios, but what better way to take a job but to play with radios? We do it pretty much every day in our everyday life. Why not do it for work, too?
WHCMX.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds fun. I'm excited for you. And, yeah, it'd be cool to, like, even, network with people and kind of meet all the other heroes out there and kind of maybe ease the burden on Dave a little bit and the other guys, and they can put all the stressful jobs on you, and they can maybe kick back and relax and watch you squirm a little bit. That would make me happy.
Of course it would. Of course making me squirm would make you happy. No, from what I understand, they start you out slow, and to be honest with you, that makes a whole lot of sense why they would start you out slow and make sure you're ready for it. So I'm from what I've heard about it, I'm excited, and hopefully in the long run it turns out to be something real good. And you know, in the absolute long run, I don't have any plans of jumping ship, but, you know, in the long run, if anything, it's really good experience in the same field of work.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
Well, very cool. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Are you saying that you won't be doing it like exactly what Dave's doing, or you're going to be doing something a little different, or what's kind of the, the job description? Are you able to talk about that over the air?
I mean, I don't see why not. So from the way I understand it, they over there do it in levels, so, or maybe not levels, but in steps. So I'll be starting out as a call taker for their main line, and from what I understand, inputting information from those calls, and, you know, hospitals will call and want to arrange transports and stuff like that, and I would be handling that part of it. Then I guess the next step up is non-emergency dispatch, and then the next step up is what Dave does. And I think once you get to the top, they kind of rotate you throughout all three jobs.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
Gotcha, okay, cool. Well, yeah, that sounds exciting. I'm excited for you and excited for Dave to have someone that he can push around at work and have, you know, a coffee go-getter and all that. That's gonna be nice for him to be able to, you know, send you out to get him lunch and stuff like that. It's gonna be great.
That would be your comment too. It absolutely would be. Yeah. So I heard when you went back yesterday. I seen your message that the winds really picked up there. Was it really that bad?
Yeah, it was definitely really that bad. It was crazy. So I went up there, and we knew we were going to pull the dish out, and we brought up a water bottle that the idea was we were going to put the end of the Ethernet cord into that and then tape the heck out of it, so it's kind of in a semi-sealed environment and isolated from the elements. And so I knelt down, and I grabbed my screwdriver and 13-millimeter wrench and started trying to unscrew the dish from the pipe. And, just out of the corner of my eye, that water bottle started to take off. And I didn't really think much of it, because, you know, it seemed like it went right over the cable tray, but then I thought I saw it just get stuck in the corner of the roof. You know, there's that little ledge, so I only looked away for like 2 seconds, and then I stood up to go get it because I didn't want it to blow off the roof, but I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked everywhere, and it was just gone. It was just no longer on the roof. So, you know, you put a little empty water bottle down for 2 seconds, and the wind just threw it completely off the roof. And so, I mean, it was actually kind of lucky because it was a lesson learned. Because then I had, in order to unplug the Ethernet from the dish, I have to take a cover off of the dish. And so, you know, I take the cover off and I set the cover down and it starts to blow away too. And I'm like, nope, I am not. Quick break for time. I'm like, I am not letting this thing blow off the roof because I'll never hear the end of that one. So I like, you know, made a you know, deliberate effort to, you know, tackle it and pin it down to the roof and pull it in, and then I stuck it under my knee while I worked on the rest of it. But yeah, it was difficult to keep all the little bits and bobs and little covers and pieces, and there's like these little clips that kind of prevent the cover from coming off, that, you know, everything just wanted to blow right off that roof. And there's no wind abatement, there's no wind walls. It is just, you know, a racetrack for the wind up there, and there's no cover, and everything just wanted to blow off the roof. And so, yeah, it was a little bit of a bugger trying to get that off without losing anything. But luckily I learned my mistake, you know, with the water bottle. So I feel like that worked out pretty good. But because if it had gone any other way, we would have been trying to, you know, find the parts of the dish on the ground or, you know, elsewhere. I don't think it would have made it to the ground. It would have just fallen to a lower level of the roof where I think it would have found some shelter from the wind. But still, it would have been fun to get to that. And we might not have been able to without, you know, going through different parts of the hospital. So it was good to get that done. And but it would have been nice to have you there to hang on to the stuff from taking off. But anyway, I'll send it back over to you, KEAWUO.
KEAWX. I'm 26 in Romeo Plank, so if I'm getting weak, let me know. But, yeah, I had already gotten home, and by the time I seen the messages, you had already said mission complete, so I was a day late, hours short to the party on that one, but all good. It seemed like you had it handled.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to try to, I mean, you didn't say you were coming back to help or anything, but it would have probably not been a horrible idea. But yeah, I got it done. It wasn't that hard. I just had to, you know, make sure that nothing blew off the roof. But yeah, that roof, I mean, it kind of goes to show, or like, it, you know, I kind of got a firsthand experience of what the wind is like up there. And, you know, there's no escaping it. It is very strong. You know, it's not like the Comtech roof where there's like wind walls and, you know, abatement for that. I assume that's what that stuff is. It might just be, you know, something else, but boy, does it work for the wind. But yeah, up on that roof, you know, it's you're very exposed. I actually kind of remember back in the day they used to land helicopters on the roof. I don't think it was that same section, but I remember, you know, I lived in this area for 25 to 30 years or so, and I remember seeing and like being amazed to see a helicopter landing over there. Now they land in the parking lot, but I swear they used to land on the roof there. And I don't see how they would have done that now, because there's no there's just a hatch. There's no way they could get a stretcher and a person down that hatch and down a 16-foot ladder, you know, they would never do that. So, but yeah, I don't know. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, copy that. If a situation like that ever happens again and you can't get a hold of me on the radio, you got my phone number. Just throw me a call. And there is a couple different towers, if you will, to that hospital. So it's still very well possible. And they might have decided to shut it down due to structural issues or what have you, if it was a roof helipad.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which section I would have seen that on. It might have even been a lower section, but I'm fairly confident that at some point they did that. But I could be wrong. That hospital's seen a lot of changes. You know, I couldn't even imagine people that have worked there for 20 years, you know, that thing had a COVID center. It had everything. I think all hospitals really go through a lot of perpetual changes. But yeah, it was fun. It was interesting. I'm excited to get this Excel stuff out, and I should probably get back to it because I want to make sure that I'm in a good spot for tomorrow and maybe tonight, so Mike can test this out, and then tomorrow I could probably do a little bit of tweaking to it. Tuesday I got a meeting after work, and then I'd have Wednesday to make any changes to see if there was anything, and then we would have Thursday would be, you know, D-Day, so I should probably get back to it and buckle down, but yeah, if you're going to be busy and going to bed early, I don't blame you. I know Mike has already reached out and said that he would he'd go in there and play with it too. So I'm composing a little reply to him now. I suspect he might be monitoring. But nonetheless, good luck tomorrow, and I hope you have some fun. Should be pretty easy the first couple days during orientation, and then the real fun begins. So live over you.
Yeah, sounds good. Just for reference, ever since you turned your radio down, you've been absolutely perfect. I won't be going to bed super early. I just won't be pulling the, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clockers that I have in the past. So you can still throw me a message and I'll let you know. But I would be fairly confident in your node. You sound really good, and since you turned the power down, everything sounds good on this end. So, but I'll say 73. So you have a good rest of your day, and if you need anything, just let me know. KEALAX, clear on your final, if you have one.
Absolutely, I have to. I got to throw out my call sign at the end there, or otherwise ADHAL will jump out here and yell at me. all right. Well, you have a good one, sir. This is KEAWUO. I will be clear but monitoring. 73.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Hey, Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
Now, can you read SWR or you put me in an L for now?
KD, SWR, Jeff, Roger, in and out, and then you got that linked up. Thank you so much. Other than HDL.
Taking 3 net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.